Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts, your pet's ally, and I want to thank you all for being understanding last week and for your many expressions of sympathy and condolences with regard to my mother. That was a tough one. That it just went so fast. She received her diagnosis in early April of stage 4 lung disease, and she kept saying, there's nothing that's going to stop this train, unfortunately. And sadly, she was correct. The one good thing is that I was able to help her stay comfortable and at home, filled with the love of her friends and her family. And we had two bad days out of all of that, which I think is really pretty darn amazing. So again, many thanks for all your condolences and all your support during this time. So let's get caught up. So I wanted to show you Bettina's let's see, hopefully you guys can still hear me. Let's see if it's being stupid or not. This little thing is giving me messages that the audio is sideways, but looks like this is working. Y'all can hear okay? I hope so. At any rate, so here is poor Bettina's solution to bear eating rocks, which was essentially to create a space in her backyard that's sort of dog-proof, if you will. And I always find this so fascinating, why there are certain dogs that just have a hard time with not eating things that they shouldn't. But hopefully this will keep Bear out of trouble and keep him on the straight and narrow. So Bear, you're a lucky guy. Good deal. Thanks, Hannah. Let's see. We've got all of this good stuff. Here's a lovely video from Holistic Total Body Support. Be on the lookout for an email from us. I'm launching this product on Amazon as well, and we will have a special way to get 50% off of one jar. So keep your eye on your email box for that. And then Noreen is talking about, and actually I got to talk with Noreen Wednesday, I guess that was, about Mr. Joey. So hopefully we've got some good questions or good answers and potential solutions. And so I think Noreen has been an exceptional student and has gone through kind of everything we've got out there. So far so good, and we'll hopefully get Mr. Joey turned around and feeling better. Let's see, and Bettina is asking about barley. Hulled barley, I think you can just soak it for a couple of hours before cooking. Frankly, when I was using it for my guys in Crock-Pot, I would just throw it in with the food. And I think that barley is much like any other grain, where you just would cook it until the grains themselves are tender. So I would say probably if you soak it for a couple of hours, drain it, and then get that squared away, that should be pretty easy for you. And Kathy, I feel so sorry for you. She's getting near the end of their Holistic Total Body Support, and her pups are stuck in Morocco. And what I would suggest is for multivitamins, you can use the powdered eggshell for calcium, and we'll talk a little bit more about calcium shortages in a minute. You can also use just plain old Tums or Rolaids. Now, Kathy, as far as a multivitamin, what I would do is see what is readily available there in Morocco. And if it's something like Centrum, which isn't fantastic, it beats nothing. And so if you will post a picture of what is relatively easily available there, I can tell you how to dose it and keep your babies on track. And I know we've got another post from you up there. And this is Jamie's Willie. And we talked a little bit about this. And you're right, dermatologists typically want to throw steroids and things like that at you. So, Jamie, a couple of things. One is I would certainly recommend getting allergy testing done if you have not already. If he did have a MRSA infection some years ago and this is back and you don't know why, I think you have had a couple of culture insensitivities done. Just to make sure it's not MRSA again. Unfortunately, they are just a bear to get rid of, and they can come back. It can come back up with stress. So I would definitely get a culture and sensitivity done of one of these more active pustules that before they break open like this one did. And then I would get some allergy testing done, although I think I am remembering that you have done this already. Duoxochlorhexidine shampoo. The other thing you can use is actually just plain Celsin Blue. That seems to be better actually for fungal skin infection. So check that out and see if that will get you some help. Thanks, Kathy, for your condolences. And Kathy, I'm so sorry that you cut your hand. That really stinks. You know, Canada is closer than Morocco, and then, you know, I don't know if you might be able to get your Canadian friends to bring your pups at least to Canada. You still can't get into Canada, but perhaps you could have some sort of somebody that's willing to drive them across the border for you. At least that gets them back on the right continent, so to speak. And thanks, Bettina, for sharing this Enlightened by Dogs. That's really cool. And Jamie said that she's lost the vet argument with the vet over Missy getting the rabies vaccine. So I think that what I would do is use the Thuja at the symptomatic dose just to help prevent issues, since you've already got so many health issues going on. So there, the adored beast says 4 pumps 2 times a day for 10 days for symptomatic. And I think I would go with the latter, frankly, Jamie, if you haven't already. And again, I apologize. This has taken me a while to get back to. And Kay, you're right. Mariel makes a thiomersal-free rabies vaccine. And it is a commonly used one, but not totally totally common. And interestingly, Pfizer makes the vaccine for both Mariel and Fort Dodge, which is why they're both... they're both thiomersal free. Yep. And then, yeah, definitely with the Thuja. So that's great. Sri, welcome to you. I hope we can get you some more help with your baby Cece and Daisy. And I'm glad to hear that Cece is a cancer survivor, but that she's got some things to get sorted out. So dental soft chews or dental liquid or dental spray. And frankly, Sri, I would buy chew if I think they're better. The dental liquids often contain xylitol, which is an artificial sweetener, which is unfortunately toxic in pets. So I think, you know, it's certainly not at a dose where if you give it on a daily basis, give it one day, you're not going to see toxicity. But what I would consider is that long-term, that may be an issue. And then wound healing. There's a fresh wound on her hip area. So go with the choose if you don't know. Bye-bye dog breath. This dog's life. .co. I think Andrea is out of the powder she was using, but she does have some dental issues, which were sort of the least amount of garbage in them of any product I've ever seen. Now, wound healing. Fresh wound on her hip area, and as soon as it was healing, Cece started licking it again and opened it back up. And that is frustrating. So one thing I would consider, chronic licking can be about several things. One is anxiety. The second is chronic pain. And then the third is things like allergies. Fourth would be something like an OCD type behavior. It's something that she does to self-soothe. So what I would suggest doing is making sure she is comfortable. If you feel she has some anxiety component going on, I would look at things, we've talked about many of these before, but things like liquid NutriCalm or Adaptil collars or spray, things of that nature. And I feel that that has been very, very helpful. So I hope that makes sense. The other thing you can do is get a handheld cold laser. And those have been very helpful in helping to to heal up chronic wounds. And it's something you can do at home. Hopefully the spot is not too big. But I think you'll find it is very helpful. And I think that one went nowhere, but it's, let me pop this up. So there we go. So there is that for you. And I'm glad you're here, Sri. I hope that we are able to be of help to you. I think that is all the questions here on the page. So let's pop back over here. I think there were a couple more here. Let's see here. Let's see, and Lolly is asking about bloat in dogs, and this is a big problem. So the last proposed mechanism that I heard was that it is from eating dry food and then drinking a ton of water, and then, you know, because dogs are oriented this way instead of this way, their stomach, which is now full of food and water, is, you know, sitting there swinging. And if they go outside and run and frolic, then there is the potential for the stomach full of food and water to act like a bolo. And as the dog moves, it moves around in there. So one of the big things is making sure that they're not running after eating. If your pup has bloat, you're going to see that pretty quickly, because literally the abdomen may go from something like this to this, because that stomach fills up with air. And so she's asking about using Gas-X and simethicone. And essentially that is very interesting. It's dosed at... one milligram per pound of body weight. So there's a dose, and here is a kind of a quick summary page, which we'll put here as well. And, you know, it just, it, bloat, the reason Lolly is worried about this is because bloat kills so many dogs. And essentially what happens is, as I was describing, the stomach, it just flips over and torses. So, you know, from a side view, you have the esophagus coming into the stomach, and then the stomach, and then this big bowl, basically, and then the small intestine. So you have two relatively small openings leading into this big vat. Dogs are not supposed to have a great deal of gas production in the stomach because they're carnivores, and so they use hydrochloric acid to keep things going. So what I would do is this, and as this is saying, you know, call your vet immediately, because truly this is life-threatening. If there is a complete, bloat is called gastric dilatation and volvulus. And so dilatation is the expansion, and then the volvulus is the twist. And the twist, frankly, is what's life-threatening. The distension can be miserable, but the volvulus is what ends up killing dogs. And the reason is that, as you can imagine, that stomach turns over. Right next to the stomach is the spleen, and it often takes the spleen with it. And so we're cutting off blood supply to two major organs, completely obstructing outflow from the stomach with that twist. So, you know, it is not good. So I think that, you know, the other thing is we'll see bloat in older dogs. And here, let me show you this page here, which will make a little more sense. But this is sort of the down and dirty dosing for simethicone for dogs. So that's what I've got for you. Any questions before I jump off of here? I think we are all clear. Let's see, what else am I supposed to tell you today? Oh, tomorrow is our second ePets Ally Ultimate call, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. So for those of you that are Ultimate members, you'll be getting an email, Hannah's probably already sent that out. We'll send you a reminder tomorrow. Calcium, that was what it was. So calcium citrate has been backordered for several months. They are hoping to have stuff to ship out. And if that is the case, I have procured about a dozen bottles. So the supplier is saying hopefully he'll get that shipped out somewhere around the 3rd to the 6th of July. I'm also working on something with Frontier Herbs and Spices, which would be an even better deal for you as far as... you know, it's $16 or $20 for actually 1 pound of calcium citrate versus $17 or $18 for 8 ounces. So we hope to have that put together pretty soon, and then also potentially a less expensive source for coconut oil, and even in glass jars, which would be really fantastic. So keep you posted on that. If there is anything that we can do to support you, to support your pets better, please let us know. Hannah is always checking this page and the old Croc Pet page, and she's always available by email at this email address. And, you know, for all of you iPets Ally folks, we have ongoing discounts for the consultation for $100 instead of $150 through the end of July. So that's available. And then, as I said, the other thing we'll be doing is sending you out an email with a way to get a 50% rebate Visa gift card on a purchase of holistic total body support through Amazon.com as I launch in there as well. So until next week, you all stay healthy and happy. Kathy, get better, feel better, all of those good things. And we'll talk soon. Many thanks.